Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. It's just me in the studio today. Not fancy, but diving into the back catalogue. I'm going to take a little break from that because I want to wrap up 2019 and share a few things with you about where I'm at presently. It's been maybe 6 weeks of feeling really not in flow. I found it really difficult to stand behind the mic. And it wasn't that I was going through anything heavy. It's just the lack of inspo was not there. Maybe it was the end of year. Maybe it was something in the collective. I don't know what was going on, but there was no flow for me. And so it's been Christmas. I've been chilling, swimming, eating, catching up with family and friends, had a few clients and stuff, but it's mostly just been absolute chilling. I've been in bed until 9 most mornings, just chilling the fuck out. And maybe it's that has brought things back into a state of flow. But it feels good to be back. It feels good to be back at the microphone because there's never been a period pretty much maybe a few little ones. Maybe I just don't remember them. But there's rarely been a period where I haven't been able to stand at the mic and just let something flow. And I was like, oh my God, have I lost this forever? But thankfully I'm back. And today I want to talk about word of the year. Now, last year I did a rather harsh post around word of the year is bullshit. And I'm not sure that it's bullshit. I think last year I was just feeling a little angry and a little bit like, I don't know, you know, like it's just a thing that everyone kind of does. It's like a bandwagon that people get on and I think it's a good thing to get intentional, but not if it's just tokenism. So I think we really need to consider the power that words hold when we are choosing a word of the year. I also think it's really important to define what that word actually means for you. So when I choose a word, and I don't do it every year, it's something that I have been playing with this year because I just really want to feel into the energy of what I want to create and where I want to head. I'm not a planner. I'm not a goal setter. I definitely do things very much by feel. And so then intention becomes kind of a powerful tool because I'm not about hitting certain goalposts, but I'm about entertaining the energetics of it, if that makes sense. So for me, my word this year, I have two words, and one is prosper and the other is success. Because over the past 6 months, I've experienced a good amount of feelings of success. And it's not something that I think we can stay in forever, like consistently be in the energy of success, though it's something that I would like to inhabit and embody more. So success for me is maybe a little more individual than for many people. It's not necessarily about the external stuff. It's about making sure that I'm really aligned with the way I like to work, that I'm doing things with a lightness and a joy, or a lightness and fun, staying in my own lane, doing things my way, not being derailed by what's going on around me. That's really what success means to me. That's something that I want to stay in the energy of in 2020, or at least have it be an anchor that I come back to. And prosper is really about, it's actually about finances, to be honest. I would like to have a year where I can really set myself up financially. And I feel like I've got all the bones there because over the past, well, since the Office Collective, I've gotten my shit together financially pretty well. But this year, I want to increase my wage and I want to be able to, you know, there are things that I would like to be able to do without really thinking too much about it. Book a holiday at a nice hotel. you know, book business instead of sitting in economy. I don't care if it's just for Melbourne to Brisbane or shit like that. But, you know, if I'm going to do like a long flight, being comfortable in that flight, just shit like that, you know, like taking things to a more prosperous place and acting from a place of prosperity rather than scarcity. I have a tendency to allow fear to dictate how I spend my money sometimes. And yeah, I'm looking to embody a more prosperous energy. And the reason that I wanted to share those with you, because it highlights that success and prosperity can mean different things to different people, right? And what I see is words. When I hear some people's words, there's like a shudder, an internal shudder that happens, because I feel like it's really, it could be setting them up for a fall, really. And I'm not one who's like super intentional about the way I speak and chooses words from a place of fear so that I don't attract the thing that I'm, you know, all that kind of shit. I don't really buy into that stuff. But I do believe words hold a power, particularly when we're choosing one to align our year with. And some maybe not so great choices are things like change. Like, whoa. Huh. Did you really just ask for change? And I think that's because I have this perspective, because I've spent my life on a roller coaster. So change, while it may mean something positive, it also has some pretty huge, it opens up the doors. It's that be careful of what you wish for thing, right? Another one, health. So health is an interesting one, because what it can mean is like, well, what is the journey to health? It's often the opposite. It can open up the doors to all kinds of health stuff. Another one, trust. Oh my God. Why would we ever choose the word trust or surrender? Or surrender. It's like trust and surrender. It those are words that, from my experience, and this is all tainted by my own experience, they are words that can take you to the very edge of your humanity, because often we have to be taken to the very edge in order to learn what surrender means and to fully embody it. The only, you know, that surrender has been a super painful one for me to learn, and one I'm not going to set as a word for the year, that's for sure. And same with trust. Trust can mean like that's all that's left sometimes. So I guess I just, and another one, right? Another really common word, abundance. So abundance can mean, what does abundance mean? Because you can have an abundance of chaos. You can have an abundance of health issues. You can have an abundance of fucking issues. It's not just about money. Abundance isn't just about plenty. It's also, it's like the line that can be an abundance of shit or an abundance of good. So making sure you're just really clear on, like, looking at the word from a number of different angles. How could this be taken from, you know, like trust? Trust, yeah, it's a beautiful word, and it's something that I wish we all did more of. But it's also something that is often takes us to the brink of our humanity. So I guess that's just my word of warning, I guess, or something to ponder while, if you're buying into the whole word of the year thing, just be mindful and curious around the connotations of that word that are beyond what you're thinking initially. So get deeper with that. Abundance, what does it mean? Is it about financial freedom? Because that's okay to have as a word too. But even then, financial freedom can also mean that you're free of finance. So is that what you're looking for? Yeah, so just like really dive into the word and really have a think about what it means from all different angles and what it is that you're really looking to embody this year. And whatever you do, don't choose trust or surrender. just from experience. Or you can. And then report back to me as to how your year goes. All right, that's it from me today. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.